iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter at the Chameleon Club. We are upstairs in the saloon portion with one of the hardest working bands on the road right now, Stitched Up Heart. Thank you so much for being a part of our birthday show.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you guys.
3 years. I'm 3 years old too, inside, in my, you know, my inner
Someone
child.
Someone tells me you can do a, like a three-year-old voice.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it right now. Can you tell?
Yes.
Yeah, I do it when I scream on stage too.
You guys, I say you're the hardest working, one of the hardest working bands because you're always on the road. Either that or you just love Pennsylvania that much.
You know, it's Lancaster, man.
Now, and you're from Southern California. That's the...
We actually, I don't think we've seen any Amish people out here since that we know of.
I have never seen an Amish person.
Yeah.
Person.
Where's this Amish community?
If you guys are staying overnight, we have to go to the outlets tomorrow, and then we'll go to the outlets, and then we'll drive out that way, and it's further east. You can see all the Amish.
Do it.
The Amish Mafia is there, too.
They have a mafia?
Ooh. Levi.
Do they?
Yeah,
like...
it was a reality show.
Oh, yes, right. I saw some of that.
It's true. People know him around here.
Wow.
So, yeah, you guys have really made a name for yourselves before you even had a record label, before you had any major management. How did that even go about?
Well, I mean, I kind of figured that, you know, we need to get out there and meet people, and we need to, like, play in front of people. And so we would, what I'd do is I would route out the tours that we would go. I was like, okay, let's go around here to Texas. Let's go up this way. And then we'd call and email every bar in the area to see if they'd let us play.
I was going to say, was it through promoters or band management?
The very first tour we did have a small booking agent that helped with that. It was actually with Gemini Syndrome that we went out with. Those was the very first tour we ever did. And then after that, we just figured it out on our own. Okay, so we have kind of an idea of how to do this. And for like a few years, we just booked our own tours and we did like 100 shows a year at least on our own.
Wow.
We would go out for like 2 months, come back for a month while we're booking the next tour. We thought that once we got a booking agent, once we got a label, and once we got management, it was going to be less work, but it's totally not. Totally.
It's more work.
There's so many more people that give you more work to do. So, but there's more people at the shows. I mean, it's very important that you play out.
Right. Right. And you get involved in everything. Like the first time I saw you guys play, you were laying out flyers. And Merritt, I think you were setting up merch, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
It could have been,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe you weren't. Maybe
yeah.
It was the other way around.
Yeah.
You guys
look
alike.
The quietest merch person ever.
But now, 7 years later, of course, you're the only one that's left originally from the band. You went through a lot of changes. Merritt, you came in 2 years later along with...
Decker.
Fellow Pennsylvanian,
yeah.
Decker.
Yeah. Grant.
Now, as you guys have been doing that, you had the two EPs, but there was no full-length album. Am I correct in that?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that you've done that.
Yeah.
Was it because you were always on the road, or were you just kind of waiting for that moment?
Well, I mean, to make a record, it's pretty expensive. So for a DIY band, it doesn't make any sense to put a ton of money into an album that you're basically just playing off of. So like 6 songs is something good for a DIY band to do,
sure,
where people can still hear the music. They're not, you know, it's not going to take a couple of years and a lot of money to create this album. So we just, you know, released a 6-song EP, and then, like, I don't know, 2 years later released another 6-song EP once we like scounged up the money to do it or whatever. But and once we got with the label, they know how to, you know, actually promote an album and actually get it on the radio and do all that other stuff that comes along with it.
Merritt, you talk too much.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean.
he's the quietest one in the van.
Well, I was telling you before, the last time that we met, you were kind of making a video,
mm-hmm,
of, you were singing along. I had no clue that you were taking a video.
Yeah.
Merritt was the only one smart enough to be like, I don't know either of these two.
He acts like he doesn't know us a lot.
So, as you guys have been progressing with the music on the EPs, and even back then, the videos were pretty top notch for, you know, what you were putting together.
Those were just videos that kids from, they were going to film school, and we paid them in beer and pizza.
But
and
it's amazing what computers can do now to, mm-hmm, make it look more expensive.
Professional,
than yeah. Now with the full-length EP, has the change in lineup of the band, like when you and Decker have joined, was there a difference that you can attribute to the progression of the writing of the songs?
Yeah, I mean, when Decker was in the band, because he sort of joined, you know, first before I did, there was also like another bass player and another guitarist. And it was primarily like everyone wrote the songs together, but it was primarily the other guitarist that was like the main, like, you know, just like writer with all the riffs and all that stuff. And then I joined in for bass actually first. And then that guitarist left. So it was just the three of us. And we were like, well, he was like the main song dude, you know? And then I just sort of started writing some riffs, and then things just sort of got like the tuning got lower, you know, the songs got darker. I come from a very like electronic industrial sort of background. So I wanted to do like a lot more like crazy electronics, and I wanted like the music to be more like dark and inspirational, you know, if that kind of makes any sense. So just coming from that itself, things started to kind of mold. And then of course Mixie, you know, when she right. jumps on top of that, it kind of pops it up a little bit. But that's just sort of like how things have kind of evolved.
Just switch guitar players and then the whole entire song changes.
Yeah.
Speaking of the different like motivations, and then because you write the lyrics, mm-hmm. right? I read somewhere, I wanted to kind of get into your ink a little bit too. Not that I am an expert on it. I don't have any at the moment, but I'm getting two
this year.
You
got skin tattooed all over
you. I'm getting two this year.
Are you?
I am.
Stitched apart tattoo?
That's what I heard. I'm getting three this year. Did I read correctly? As your tattoo artist was the
Mr.
inspiration?
Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Monster was the first song that we wrote for Never Alone. And it was right. kind of like, okay, this is our first song. This is like, you know, new label, new management. We got to do great. Ah. And I was getting tattooed the night before. And my tattoo artist is like, his name's Mr. Monster. And he's like, write a song for me. And I'm like, okay. So it was like an idea right. in my head. I was like, oh, we'll write a song with like monsters in it or something. And then when we went to the studio, it just kind of came out like this little like beast inside of me kind of just came out, and it was awesome.
And you can go from sounding so innocent to so evil.
Mm. And
So what tattoo did you get when you were...
I had gone through like
himself on getting a right? song written about him.
I was actually working on my sleeves for like 6 months. I would go in every 2-3 weeks and get more work done and fill in all of the small pieces that I had on my arms.
It is an addiction, isn't it?
Yeah. Like well, now I'm like, I don't want to ever do it again. I want to quit. You know, like I think the more tattoos you get, the worse it starts to hurt. Because in the beginning, you're like ready for it. You're pumped up. All right, let's do this. I can handle this. And then this time, like at this point, it's like getting a haircut. You're like, oh, gotta get another haircut, or gotta go to the dentist again. Like, you know, it's not as fun, and you know that it's gonna be painful, and you just want to get. Right. I just love the art, you know.
Cool, Merritt. Favorite band that you ever worked with? Because you guys, again, you've been on the road quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I know you have a lot of them.
Yes.
But yeah, favorite band that you had worked with so far?
Right now, probably touring wise. I would have to say Lacuna Coil, because I was listening to Lacuna Coil when I was in high school. And so this was like the first time like we went out with a band that I was like so familiar with. And it was like the high school part of me was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm like not just playing shows with these people, but like they're so cool and we're all becoming friends. And then I can still imagine myself sitting, you know, back in Arizona at like one of my friend's houses, like listening to like black metal and all this stuff, and then listening to Lacuna Coil. And so it's just, there's like more of like a depth to it than just, you know, like a cool band, you know? So that one for me is probably
cool.
The main one.
Yeah. I guess we should tell people that because, yeah, after we're done this interview, you guys are going to be guest DJs and you're going to do a whole iRock Invasion. So,
cool.
we can definitely get some Lacuna Coil.
Merritt actually never gets to do any of the interviews. It's always me and Decker. And we have like...
So that's why you sat there all quiet for a while.
Yeah, he's like, do I talk? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I usually don't know what to do because it's just like, I'm kind of just like, the guitarist, but I'm also more involved in like the music part and the production part. And like, that's like where I'm like, and then when interviews come, I'm just like, no one wants to talk to me. I'm just some dude,
Everybody wants to talk to you.
Real quick. We have three quickies and an afterthought, and then we'll get to you guys taking over the radio station for a little while. And each of you will get a chance to answer it, but it'll just be a quick answer. Ladies first, we'll start with you. Asian food, Chinese, Japanese, or Thai?
Japanese.
Merritt?
Japanese.
Vacations, resort, cruise, cabin in the woods?
Cruise.
I would say cruise.
Ship rocked, right?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Slasher films, Friday the 13th, Halloween, or Saw?
Ooh, probably Saw because of all the puzzles.
Halloween, because I don't like puzzles.
There you go.
And who would you each consider to be your greatest inspiration for what you do? So obviously guitarist, vocalist.
Oh God, another deep answer. Well, for guitar work, I would say John Five. There's so many reasons why. And then on the musical side of things, more with the songwriting, I would go with like Hans Zimmer, you know, film scores, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah.
I'm very inspired by a lot of our friends and bands that we play with and people that we know. And I'm going to go, but I ultimately like pull vocally from a jazzy place, like way back, like, I don't know, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Sinatra. Like, I love that stuff. But then mix it up with a little bit of screaming and stuff like that.
So what is next, aside from being guest DJs here, what is next for Stitched Up Heart after you finish this tour?
We are going to hopefully get our bus fixed and probably write more and tour throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a mixture of writing and touring.
That's right. We didn't even talk about the fact that your bus broke down on you.
We don't need to talk about that.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to play some Stitched Up Heart. We are playing Catch Me When I Fall. We are playing, you know, all of the singles, really. But is there any song in particular off the new album that you would like to hear that you don't normally hear?
I personally like Event Horizon.
I would say either Event Horizon or I Can't Breathe.
All right. Let's do Event Horizon right now, then. We're hanging with Stitched Up Heart at the Chameleon Club on the night of our third birthday for iRockRadio.me. And when we come back, it will be a Stitched Up Heart iRock Invasion.